Unusual animal attacks, their causes, and prevention. Park rangers always warn about grizzly bears, how you need to hose yourself down with bear spray and lay unmoving. But those attacks are as frightening as rare. You are more likely to get in trouble with someone you can actually take on and kind of win against. But of course, you want to avoid confrontation, because a fight lasts a moment, but bite marks and hot flashes are forever. The most likely creature to go after you is the angry raccoon. Avoid angering. They are very proud creatures, extremely clean. Where I come from, people call them washing bears. And this fad of calling them garbage pandas has just rubbed them the wrong way. Be nice to your local creatures. There is nothing garbage about them. It is you who has to put the garbage out, and properly. Maybe leave some apples out way across the street where they can munch on them and safely move on. We all know that Theodore Roosevelt had a zebra, and that he used to ride it, or at least pose for photos with. But what is rarely known, until it's too late, is that zebras, of all the chewing creatures, have a tendency to bite and simply not let go. Sometimes ever. People say that this is the very reason why we failed to domesticate them. Goodness knows how many people had to suffer very long bites before finally leaving zebras alone. Yikes. We all know about the bats, though they seem to be a lot smarter now and unfortunately a lot fewer. But rarely do we give a hoot about the owl. And it needs to be said that not all bold men go bold. Sometimes it is the owl that boldly goes for what it thinks is a creature on some man's dumb head. This is why park rangers tend to wear hats. Some learned way too late. Others are trying to be prudent and avoid the whole kerfuffle. Be sure to either have long and confusing hair or wear a fancy hat, because if there is one thing you don't want touching your head, it's the owl and her talons. We all know of the skunk. If you don't have one in your country, from a distance they smell like fresh tire rubber. Slightly noxious, but not too obnoxious. From up close, however, people barely give the smell a description. And if they do get one in their house by mistake, they just move. There's no cleaning any of it out. You just have to air everything out for ages by leaving the house empty. And that rubber smell will, of course, follow you forever. But listen, skunks are very well-mannered. They are very gentle, and I think they are pretty sweet. I've been close to them maybe 5 times, sometimes when jogging, sometimes when bushwhacking or walking around. And never once did a skunk get angry at me. They know that you are just a confused, hairless ape and understand that you are clumsy and mean no harm at all. Finally, the reason why I wrote this text. Just a couple of days ago, I noticed that I was being watched by a deer, and I hurried home to grab a fig, as that was the only neat snack I had. I tried to inch up as close as I could, and she was still pretty far and starting to pay attention to what I'm up to. So I threw the fig with all my frankly incredible might, and it landed some 10 feet short. She finally lifted her head proper and stared directly into my eyes. Never have I seen ears that big just standing up on an animal. How cute. And after a couple of moments of that intense stare, I realized that she probably thought I threw a rock like some menace. This is where I could begin feeling a hot flash bubbling up in my soul. So I quietly backed away with my hopes of hand-feeding it some snacks completely ruined. I know I was in danger because it took a distant car to make it finally go away. Make no attempt at befriending wild animals. They probably don't think that you are very smart, anywho. The moral of this short story is to admire the wild creature, but ultimately, respectfully, get out of their way. Often when an animal gets too curious, it means they are not feeling well. So just let them be and hope that they will soon leave.